Lesson 1. Making friends. How to make friends. If you want to make it big in network marketing and in any other career, then this should be your number one priority. For some people, this comes naturally. For others, this is quite a challenge. But when we talk about friends, we don't mean that they must be so close to you that you would invite them over every Friday night for dinner. Obviously, that would be up to you. When we say friends, we mean someone that, when you see them in the shopping mall, you will greet them and have a 5-minute chat. So more of an acquaintance type of friend. So why do we want to make all these friends? It's quite simple if you think about it. If a stranger came up to you and said, "I found some gold in my garden. Would you like to come over and help me dig?" What would your answer be? No, right? Who the hell are you? What's the scam, right? But if one of your friends called you and said the same thing, what would you do? You would rush over there with your pick and spade. Am I right? Absolutely. People buy from people they like, trust, and respect. So trying to get someone that you have never spoken to before to buy into an opportunity is probably not going to work. This is one of the main reasons so many people in network marketing don't make a lot of money. We need to stop trying to sell everyone we meet. You look desperate when you do that. Just make friends, and over time, they will like, trust, and respect you. But you do need to believe that what you are offering can really help them. So how do we make friends? What happens when you see someone you would like to talk to or get to know? Do you just walk up and start talking? No. Why not? Because they may not want to talk to you. So what should we do before we go over and talk to them? Think of something of interest to them that you know they may be willing to talk about. This is extremely important if the person you want to talk to is a celebrity. There is a triangle called the ARC triangle. It helps us understand the importance of communication and how simple it is to get into communication. If you've printed the PDF document and you turn to page 2, you will see the communication triangle, the ARC triangle, with communication as the top point of the triangle, reality as the left point, and affinity as the right point. And when you use all three of these together, that is understanding. The first corner of the triangle is affinity. The word affinity in this context means love, liking, or any other emotional attitude. The second corner of the triangle is reality. The word reality in this context means what we agree to be real is real. And the third corner of the triangle, communication. Communication is the most important corner. Communication is the solvent for all things. It dissolves all things. This information comes from the basic teachings of L. Ron Hubbard. How the three corners relate to each other becomes apparent as soon as one asks, "Have you ever tried to talk to an angry man?" Without a high degree of liking, affinity, and without some basis of agreement, reality, there is no communication. Without communication and some basis of emotional response, affinity, there can be no reality. Without some basis of agreement, reality, and communication, there can be no affinity. Desiring any corner of the triangle, one must include the other two. The intention to send and the intention to receive must both be present in some degree before any communication can take place. Number 12. We need to stop getting rejected. Most people can't take a lot of rejection. Hell, only one member of your family has to say something hurtful like, "It's a scam." And that's it. They give up immediately and never try again. Number 13. Now, if your family can stop you reaching your dreams, then just think about how quick you will quit when people you don't even know start making comments like that. 14. The solution is to stop getting rejection. You ask how? 15. So what we do is we teach you how to make friends and ask them if they would be open to an opportunity before we even tell them about the opportunity. Number 16. When you do it this way, you don't waste time telling them everything and then they shoot you down. Number 17. You may become acquaintances and have a few brief chats. You find out if they are open, and if they say no, you say no problem and talk about other things. The two keys to success with this is see if they are open and give them an out. 18. Here is an example. Hey, I just started in a new business. I'm only doing it part-time at the moment to make some extra money. And hey, I want to see if you are open to taking a look at what it's all about. If you are, that's great. And if you're not, no big deal. It's important to use the words open and not the word interested. No one wants not to be open. Number 19. This way you have no rejection. You are both still friends and you can ask that question again in a month or two if something changes in their life. If you understand that the purpose of the business is to help and uplift others, and you believe that is what you are doing, then there is no fear. Number 21. You should also understand that some people don't want to help. So there is no point in trying to help them. If you stay friends, one day when they do need help, they will come to you. Number 22. So how do we make these friends? 23. These people could be people you see at work, could be your hairdresser, motor mechanic, plumber, electrician, someone that shops at the same supermarket on the same day and time that you do. It could be a parent that you see at the school when you're dropping your child. It could be someone you see at the bus stop every single day. These are people just like you. They have the same challenges, problems, and desires as you. Number 24. The first meeting is just casual. Hi, how are you today? And each day it becomes a few more sentences. Number 25. The next thing to remember is that you are actually trying to find out more about them. So stop talking about yourself. Number 26. You need to be like a consultant. You want to know how many children they have and what their ages are and which school or university they are at. You want to know what they do for a living, what their spouse does for a living. They may say, oh, I work for that company and I'm a bookkeeper. You could say, that's great. I would love to do that. Create reality and rapport. You have just said you admire them and you would like to do what they do. Do you like your job? Is it highly paid? Or do you feel they should pay you more? Number 27, in 1 week, you know their name, where they work, how many children they have, where their children go to school, how expensive the school is, and how bad their job is, or how badly they get paid. Number 28, as we said, you need to be like a consultant, asking the right questions so that you uncover their pains, fears, challenges, and dreams. Number 29, once you have all this, now you can start moving towards seeing if they are open and giving them an out. Number 30, remember, you can't just say, are you open? The person will think that you have gone nuts. Number 31, you need to be a bit more diplomatic about it. Something like this. Number 32, you know they are very unhappy at work and they believe that they are badly paid. So you can open with something like this. Number 33, you know you were telling me how much you hate your job and how much you really need to earn more money. Well, I've recently started in a new business. I want to see if you would be open to seeing what it's all about. And if you are, that's great. If you're not, no big deal. Number 35. If they say, I don't have the time for anything like that, you say, no big deal. You carry on with the rest of your conversation. Don't get emotional about their reply. They need more time and education about the offer or the opportunity. Number 36, if you go to a restaurant and the waiter asks you if you want ice cream and you say no, do they get upset? No, they don't. Start being a professional. Number 37, this process could take a few weeks, but we could be talking to 5 or 6 different people each day. One of the best books I've ever read on making friends is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I would recommend you read that as well. One of the notes from this book, first arouse in the other person an eager want. He who can do this has the whole world with him. He who cannot walks a lonely way. That is the end of lesson 1. I hope you get a lot out of it. See you in lesson 2.